Welcome to Northern Nevada Green Living Podcast, where we support your quest for a happier, healthier, planet-friendly life that supports you, your family, and community. Today on our podcast, I'm thrilled to introduce a Reno native who's channeling her passion for interior design and community into a unique event. Amidst a bustling career as a dedicated designer, she's taking time to host a toy and clothing swap at her business location, bringing people together to embrace sustainability and connection. I'm talking with Kristen Giacomini. Kristen was born and raised in Reno and is the heart and soul behind Flow Designs. As owner and principal interior designer, she pours her creativity and passion into crafting spaces that enhance the quality of life for those who inhabit them. For Kristen, it's not just about creating stunning interiors. It's about inspiring happy, fulfilled, healthy lives through the power of design. Beyond her professional pursuits, Kristen is a devoted mom to two young girls. She believes in fostering a greener, more sustainable lifestyle for a family where the focus is on quality over quantity. By encouraging her daughters to embrace reusing and repurposing, she's nurturing a sense of mindfulness that comes from experiences and connections and not from material possessions. She aims to make the world a little better and happier, one well-designed space at a time. So welcome to the podcast, Kristen.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you so much for having me. I love that I'm able to do this and that you have a podcast about going green in Nevada. That's awesome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you here. So please tell us a little bit about the Toy Swap event and how it will be organized.
All right. So we have a Toy Swap coming up and it's going to be organized. We did one last year, so I learned a little bit. This year, we are going to have everyone drop off toys at the front porch of our business. It's in downtown Reno. We have a box out there for donation items, and we're looking for toys, clothes, and games that are gently used. We have a donation drop-off period until the 27th. Then we're going to have a shop period from December 2nd through the 7th. So you have some time to gather the toys and bring them down to our studio. We're going to take about a week to merchandise all the toys and make it feel like a shop. When you come back during the week, it actually feels like you're in a little retail setting to explore all the items that people have donated. We're merchandising all the items. So it's a really comfortable place to come in and shop and look at all the donations.
Nice. That's excellent. So it's probably going to take a little bit of time, but I think from reading your flyer, you do definitely encourage people to make sure that it's really a clean item, whether it's a game or a toy or a piece of clothing.
Right? Yes. Thank you for bringing that up. We definitely want the clothing to be washed and ready to be worn, just because I think it presents a lot better when it's clean and ready to go. All the games, if they're in pretty good condition with all the pieces, it's really hard to play a game if you don't have all the pieces. And the toys, I don't mind doing a little cloth to them if they've just been dusty, maybe in your garage for a little bit. But yeah, it should be something that you're going to give and you would love to receive it as well.
Yeah. I love that you're passing on your values to your daughters while you're also serving the community by hosting this toy swap. What inspired you to take on this idea originally? Had you been to one before in Reno?
I've never been to a toy swap, but I have always played around with the idea of doing some sort of home swaps, like lamps or art or other home goods, because that's my industry. And then last year, I met up with a woman who's now become a good friend, and we were talking about toys and how a toy swap would be great. I've always received hand-me-down clothes for my daughters, and they're magic. You know, when you have two girls and getting hand-me-downs, it's like the most helpful thing in the world. My friend and I were talking, and she loved the idea, and she was really willing to collaborate and help me do it, because some tasks can seem overwhelming on your own. So she was really excited and motivated. Together with her energy and commitment to the environment and wanting to do the swap, and then my ability to have a space for the swap to happen. And I love to merchandise things. It just kind of, we united and thought it was going to be a great way to reuse all the toys and give back to the community.
Can you tell me a little bit about your journey in interior design and how it's influenced your approach to sustainability?
Yeah, I go into countless homes every year to help them. And what I've noticed is that we all have way too much stuff. We overconsume everything. I don't know if it's the messages we're getting from social media, TV, or just each other, but we buy too much. I don't think we think about if we need it, what we're going to use it for, and where it'll end up. And so when I experience this often in people's homes, I personally go back to my home and think, I don't want to live that way. I don't want to shove this in a closet and have this whole space be not usable, not functional, because we have too much stuff. I personally find that when we have less, we're able to experience so much more of life. That doesn't mean you can't have things, but our home, our girls make a mess every evening. They make their fort, they do their art. But when it's time to clean up, there's a place it goes back to. And it's not bulging at the seams. It's just home where it lives until the next mess happens. And it allows us to live and be free of chaos when we choose to be.
Yeah. That makes a lot of sense. Just there's something about being able to also focus on things when there's not so much to look at all at once. So what kind of responses are you receiving from the community about the toy swap?
A lot of people respond that it is great and they're excited, which makes me really happy. The fact that you were able to bring me on and talk about it is so positive. Our school, the daycare, all the places I've reached out to, all the people are really excited about it. But we do need some more donations. I mean, we're still looking to gather some more items, because the toy swap is only as good as the toys and the things we have to swap, right? So we're definitely looking for more people to donate, and then making sure they come back and actually shop the items.
Are your daughters excited about this event coming up and reusing and repurposing?
My daughters don't know about it. They will want to come and shop it. The idea isn't for my kids to shop it. What I wanted them to do is every season go through all our items and talk about what we need and what we don't need, and if we can donate it or get rid of it to make space for other things. So we did that, and they helped me select items that we could let go of. I always try and bring it up, like, I think someone else could use this a little more than you can. And so for that purpose, they definitely did help me select some items that we could give. At the end of it, I had a bunch of stuff left over, which I end up donating. But I did go through and grab some really nice little finds that I was able to give to my daughters for Christmas. And they have no idea where it's coming from. And they loved it. Some games that we play nightly, a little veterinarian toy kit that they revive their animals, their stuffies from. It was beneficial for me. And as far as the kids go, they just know they're giving away things and doing their part in that sense.
Nice. Nice. And do you incorporate sustainable design principles into your work at Flow Designs?
I do. The core values that Flow Designs has when my company is designing a home is, first off, our goal is to make the home functional. So really helping someone organize their space and make it more practical for daily use. And with that comes changing the way you feel about your space. When you're in a home that's well organized, you have increased productivity. Your emotional well-being spikes. You want to have people over. You decide to have friends over for dinner and a family meal every Sunday night at your home. And that just inhabits such a healthier well-being overall. So it creates just a healthier life. And then as far as sustainability, we try and source products from companies that are ethical, that are working with other companies, doing good. We check where it's made, who made it, you know, making sure that the quality of the material is there. So it's sustainable for a long period of time. The product itself is going to last. Instead of buying that sofa five times cheap, you're going to buy it once and have it for the lifetime that you want it for. So sustainability and design, I think it goes back to creating a healthier lifestyle for yourself in your home. And I think it goes into selecting items in your home that make you feel good, last, and make you happier and healthier every day.
Excellent. And what message would you like to give to the community? Would you like to have before the event starts? You can use this as your platform.
So I think it's important that we start changing our mindset about secondhand items. A lot of us like to get some antique items, but as far as kids go, using hand-me-down clothes was the best thing that could have happened to my daughters. When you're getting secondhand gifts, they're a little bit more unique and authentic because there's not 20 of them on a shelf. It becomes more original, and I think there's a lot more thought behind it. There's a story behind it, which when you're designing a home, that's really nice. I don't know if a kid cares about the story behind the toy, but I also don't think a kid cares that the toy is secondhand. I think it's something that as adults, we've put this stigma behind. And I think for the sake of our environment and for our well-being, wrapping our minds around reusing and repurposing items is just the best way to go about raising kids and building your home and your future.
Well said. And the other thing I think is that after people wash an item, you can kind of see really the kind of quality that it washes and wears well. And you know, it's not going to be falling apart on your second wash.
Well, that's true too. I mean, a lot of things you buy really cheap don't last for very long.
So lastly, are there any future events or initiatives that you're excited about that bring together your passions for design and sustainability and community service?
I have so many ideas. I like to take it one at a time because it's challenging to put something out there that you are really excited about and hope that the community will rally and be there for it. So right now we're working on this toy swap. I would love to in the future do more with home goods, with swapping, like having a swap for lamps that we no longer use. People like change, and I understand changing the way your home looks, but I think we need a better way of recirculating these items. I would love to incorporate some sort of home goods swap in the future. If I could figure out the best way to do that, that would be something I would love to do.
Excellent. And how can our listeners contact you, and where can they find out more about the toy and kids clothing swap coming up?
So you can email me. My email is Kristen, Kristen, at flowdesignsreno.com. It's FLOW, flow. And then we do have a Facebook event page for the toy swap. I think if you go into Reno Events, toy swap, it's definitely under Flow Designs Facebook page. You can find it there. If you have any questions, comments, if you want to donate items outside the dates we have located, I can make that happen. The swap says it ends on the 7th of December. I'm absolutely happy to extend that to anyone who can't make those times. It's really just a matter of shooting an email or messaging me so we can coordinate the best times for people to come by and donate or shop all the goods.
Great. Excellent. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. I really appreciate it, and all the time and energy that you're taking to host this. I thank you on behalf of the whole community.
Thank you so much, Jenny. I really appreciate it.
For details and links mentioned in today's episode, please check out the show notes. Also, if you haven't already, subscribe at gogreenlocally.org to receive local green event monthly emails to help you stay informed about events going on in your area.